down in my basement when we moved in was all drywalled. I don't think there's any insulation behind it, so it's basically maybe a furring strip or a 2x, and then the drywall on it, all the outside walls, which helps insulate that at least somewhat. And there's only two heating ducts down the basement. I have both of those taped off. One is in my wood shop, so that's a 12x16 room, so don't really need it in there. That stays pretty warm. But I just tape that, and at the far end of the basement again is the other one, so they're basically right beside each other, just 10 feet apart on the other side of a wall. So both of those get taped off, and like I said, I insulated all the ductwork down there, but it still gets enough off the furnace and that, like I said, keep it in the mid-60s, which is fine. Yeah, I've got just one of the humid stats with the humidity and temperature down there that I set next to the 3D printers, so I can kind of keep a room how much humidity is down there and that, but yeah, it stays pretty good. During the summer, like you said, air conditioning's on. It stays pretty cool down there. I have to have the dehumidifier turned on and let that run all of the time just to keep the humidity out, because it'll get a little moist down there. So that helps to level everything out, keep a kind of status quo summer and winter. Yeah, Mike and I are headed up to Midland tonight for Midland's meeting, so I'm glad he's driving.
Well, yeah, save travels on that. I thought about going tonight, too. I need to give them some money for my dues. Their dues come due in March as well. So does the Ogama Aranac Club. Their dues come due in 1st of March as well. So, gotta get some dues rounded up and get all that stuff taken care of.